Okay, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 33. Learning Today is sponsored by Ronnie Cerny, memory of his parents, Miriam Gittelbas, Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yirmiyahu ben Yispa Yoel, Shetehin Nishmasam Tzuros B'Tzura Chaim. Share some good news. Baruch Hashem, we had a baby boy this past Friday. Everyone's doing well, so it's very exciting. We also moved from our apartment to a house this past Friday. It was not planned to be like that, but God has his own plans. Everything worked out very well. Just we're not fully settled in, to say the least, at all. So I'm reporting today from we're at my in-laws now in Teaneck, so I'm reporting from my in-laws' deck. And yeah, keep it fresh, new locations, keep it interesting for the crowd. Okay. So we'll do something today that's really relates to the Parsha, this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Balak. That's why I thought of it. And the question is, maybe a misconception is a person required, is one required to finish the entire Shmoneh Esrei before the Zman? Or say the entire Chazaras HaShatz before the Zman? Or is it sufficient to do so as long as you start your Shmoneh Esrei, start your Chazaras HaShatz before the Zman, and you could go over, you could go over the Zman? So in Shacharis, I think it's not such a common issue because most of us daven early enough, even like, you know, a 9:15 minyan, you're still well before the Zman to end Shacharis. Kriya Shema sometimes is an issue, but Tefillah itself, we're always in the clear, any normal minyan here. Not like up in, you know, Monroe or whatever, different story, but in our communities, we're always early enough. And Mincha, though, it can be more of a tricky situation, depending on when you start Mincha. If it's late, if it's like close to Shkia, certainly for Chazaras HaShatz, you don't necessarily always get the full thing in time. So what's the deal with that? Is that permissible? So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says in three different locations that that's not allowed. And that if a person sees that they're not going to finish tefillah on time, so in Siman Kuf Yud, Sivkatan Aleph, he says, better to say Havinenu. So let's say, you know, Shkia is 8:20 and you're starting your Mincha at 8:18. So first of the quote of Chaim Knievsky, you could skip Ashri, you could even skip the Chatzi Kaddish, just get right to your Shmoneh Esrei. But even still, you realize, I can't finish in 2 minutes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, better to say Havinin, which is the abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei. It's like a shortened version. Better to say that. And in Simin Pei Tes, in Sipkotin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah is even more clear. It's not just that we're not going to start in time, but there he says, Vitzarech Ligmor, you have to finish Hatfilah Shmoneh Esrei b'soch shlishayim. For Shacharis, you have to finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei before a third of the day passes, which is the Zman for Shacharis. And elsewhere in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, he says the same thing by Chazaras HaShatz. And if you realize you're not going to finish the Chazaras HaShatz in time before the Zman, so that's when it's better to say Heichle Kedusha. That's one of the circumstances where it's better to just say the abridged Chazaras HaShatz as well. It's consistent from the Mishnah Berurah that you can't go over. You have to finish the entire thing before. All right, Lamaisa, the poskim say nowadays we don't say Havinenu. We do not say the abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei. They're also not such a... We don't always jump to Heichle Kedusha. That's definitely much more common than Havinenu. And as long as we start our Shmoneh Esrei before the Zman, so then that's okay. First of all, there's what to rely on that basically for every deadline we have, there's always a little bit of extra time. You know, Tefillah... we say by the end of Shacharis, we say by, you know, a third, the end of 4 hours into the day. But there's another opinion, be the Evid, that we have until Chatzos. So, you know, we have a little extra time there. Mincha, even though our Shkia is usually the cut-up, but be the Evid, there are opinions that give you, you know, an extra 13 minutes or whatever, 9 minutes. There are opinions that you can rely on. So we already have B'dievet, not L'chatchila, but what to rely on to go a little bit over. But also, there's a very interesting proof brought from the Aruch HaShulchan relating to this week's Parsha. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Tosos and Maseches Brachos. The Gemara there says that Hashem gets angry for like a millisecond, less than a second every single day. One opinion says that it's the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega, which is like a moment. That's how long Hashem is angry every single day. In Bilam, his power was that he was able to ascertain exactly when that moment of anger was, and he could get it and curse somebody then. That's why he was successful. Obviously, he wasn't successful in the situation of Klai, so Hashem stopped him, but generally speaking, that's what he was able to do. So Tosos asks, what kind of curse could he get across in like 1 second? Like, what can you possibly even say? So first answer of Tosos is just saying the word kalim, destroy them, annihilate them. Okay. But the second answer of Tosos was that if he was able to start his curse in that moment of anger, so then he's even able to carry on after, you know, once he got in through the back door, then he could continue and anything he said would be considered in God's moment of anger and it would all be effective. So from here, the Aruch HaShulchan made a connection that so too with tefillah, that as long as we start in the proper zman, like Bilam started in the proper zman, lahavdil for a curse, but for us for tila. As long as we start in the proper zman, so even if it goes over the zman, then it's still all counted as if it was said bizman. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And again, other b'dyavad explanations as well. We don't really say havinino anymore. It would certainly be better just to say the regular Shemoneh Esrei and Chazaras HaShatz if we're starting, as long as we start before this man, lechatchila, we should always get everything and finish it before this man, there's no question. But b'dyavad, we would be allowed to start before this man, even if we're finishing after. And one of the rayas is interestingly brought by the Aruch HaShulchan from this past week's Parsha.